Shutdown performance, baby. 2-5, no fly zone.
Newton takes a snap, looks to throw the slant, is tipped up into the air. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by the Broncos.
You've had a great season this year, a Pro Bowl caliber year with you and Akib at the defensive back position. What's been the key to your success to get you guys to that level this year?
I would say just, man, being consistent. We got a long season, a long stretch, and we played a lot of top receivers. And you just got to bring your A game every week. I think that's something that we did this year. And we challenged each other, challenged everybody in the secondary to try to play at a high level again. I think we gave up 185. Last year we gave up 199 in passing. So as a group, we improved, and that's what we came into this season trying to do.
You've had tough off seasons full of motivation. You had that one off season where you had to come back from the knee injury. Where does this off season rank as far as motivation for you coming out of this year?
It's gonna rank pretty high, I think, after losing, tearing my ACL and then not making the playoffs. I mean, I think that's the most motivation I need right there, is just to be able to put us back in. I mean, I got so many, just going to KU, I'm hearing nothing but Chiefs fans, and I hate that. I cannot stand that. So I'm definitely motivated to come back and make sure we can shut them up, for sure.
I think the players are special, and I know that they make a lot of money. They got to help a lot of notoriety, a lot of things going on in their life, but their job is hard. And there's a lot asked of them, and I respect players.
And it's kind of a bittersweet day here at the facility. It's kind of exit day, but it also is Coach Kubiak's last day. What did his influence mean to your career?
It meant a lot, just being able to have that father figure for us. He's a leader of men. He taught us to always be even keel, always be the same every day, and he kept guys accountable. I never seen a coach be able to transfer his philosophy to the assistant coaches like he did. And I think that's something that attributes to Cuban type of man he is.
Some guys have said that he's a player's coach. He really looked out for your guys' well-being and your health. How much do you feel like that's kind of enabled you guys to play at the top level?
Man, that's one thing I loved about him, man, for sure. On top of my list, because he took care of us, man. He made sure that we were fresh. He made sure the guys who were taking tons of snaps were definitely taken care of. And, I mean, being a guy, football, guys love that. Guys will play for a coach that's going to take care of their bodies, make sure they're always fresh and on top of their game.
We draft players and we sign players, but we got to make them better when they get here. And that's why this coaching staff is so important, and that's why this search is going to be so important.
Whoever comes in as the next head coach, what are they getting with this franchise? What are they getting with this group?
You're getting the best top of the line from the top down. I think everybody who works here as a staff does a great job. They put you in situations to win, and that's the only thing you can ask for. We're going to have great young players for him to inherit. So I think it's going to be exciting times. I think last time we went through this situation, I mean, it came out good, so I think it'll come out good again.
Is it strange to think you've been on two Super Bowl teams, you've won a Super Bowl, but you've changed coaches multiple times? Some guys will go through their entire NFL careers, not change once, but this is something that you've had to go through. What's the key in making that transition?
I think it's just the players, man. It's always keeping it the players' locker room, you know, making sure the players continue to still have that influence. And I think that's what we have here. We have a great core here, a group of guys that who've been here a while, who know what it takes to win. And so I think that's what's really going to help us be able to succeed in the future.